We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin Omid Beis, and we are starting two lines above the wide lines. Omar Rav Yochanan, Loma Nikra Shmon Kashafim. What does the word Kashafim come from? We're calling sorcery Kashafim. Where does that word come from? So Gemara says it comes from the word Shemachishim Pamalya Shamayla, that the Kishim has a power to be Makish, to overpower the Pamalya Shamayla, the court, the heavenly courts. Which Rashi explains means even though someone's not supposed to die, kishuv can make someone die. That's what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Zogtik Maravaita, there's a pasuk ain oy mavad. There's no other power besides Hashem. Amar Chanina filo dvar kshafim. Chanina said even for kshafim, even kshafim Hashem is bigger. Ain oy mavad. Hashem is the only power. Kshaf is not a power. And the Maravaita brings a story to illustrate this. He is said to come hajul mishkal from Tusi Kari Dar Chanina. There was a certain kishuv macha who was trying, a lady was trying to take offer from below the feet of Rav Chanina, and with that earth, he could do kishuv. She could do kishuv to kill Rav Chanina. Amalah imistayes zilavide. If you could work it out, go do it. I don't care. Inam avadai. Ksiv. Hashem is in charge, and if Hashem wants me to die, I'll die. If Hashem wants me to live, I'll live. It makes no difference what you do. I'm not sure why it's Kashim Rav Yechanan, but I guess Rav Yechanan was established fact, because they're both the same door around. Ain't even Rav Yechanan, and maybe even Rav Chanina is a little older. Ain't even Rav Yechanan, Loma Nikra Shmang Mechshafim, Shachish Baal Yishamayla. Rav Yechanan said that the Kishon has a power to overpower the heavenly court. Zachtim Rashani Rav Chanina, the Nafesh Zechusei. Chanina is different. The Nafesh Chusei, Rash says, Umashi Nafesh Meshmael Atzulein, and Meshmael, there'll be Mesa Nefesh to save him, and therefore he doesn't have to worry about Kshafim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner famously learns a little different shot. It means, the Nafesh Chusei means that because he believes in Eim Avadeh, if someone really believes in Eim Avadeh, there's nothing else that can overpower him, nothing. And it's brought down in Nefesh HaChaim from Chaim Volozhiner, and it's Bavusta Skula that a lot of Gedolim used in the wartime. They just thought very strongly, Ein Oy Mavadeh, there's nothing else besides for Hashem, and they were saved, miraculously saved, because they had this concentration on Ein Oy Mavadeh, and the Kariyos from this Gemara. On Rav Evi Bar Nagri, on Rav Chiya Bar Abba, we find by the Mitzriim, there were two type of, we'll call it two type of Kishuv, even though they're both not Kishuv. One says, V'yasu Kein Chartume Mitzriim V'lotehem. It doesn't say v'lo hotem, v'lo lotem. V'yachzi le paro l'shom aleim kash dibar Hashem. And then Paul says, v'yikru gam paro l'chom v'machshaf v'yasu gam heim chartum v'machayim v'la hatem kem. Talking about the makas, but the dam, different things. Once, sometimes it says lotem, and sometimes it says la hatem. And the style is, what is the difference between lotem and la hatem? So Amrav Eve Bar Nagri, Amrav Chiyah Ba'aba, v'lotem, elu ma'is ha'shedim. Like Rashi says, lat is a lotion of coming quietly. Hashedim come quietly. Belahatehem is a lashon of something happening by itself. Happens by the lachash, and that's ilam ma'asek shafim. That is kishuf. V'chein oimev eslat acher v'masapeches. It says that in front of the Gan Eden, Hashem put this sword that was spinning around, and it looks like it's spinning by itself, and it's called lahat, because that's like a ma'asek shafim, where things happen by itself. Oma Abaya, the Kapar Amona, if the Kishav Macha needs certain utensils, then it's Maisa Shedim. The Loi Kapar Amona, if you could do it without any utensils, without any special tools, then it's Kshafim. Now, the Rosh picks out, what's the difference if it's, what's the point of this? Who cares what's Shedim, what's Kishav, what's the difference? So, the Rosh, the Yujnif Nafmina, Shedim is Mutter. Maisa Shedim is Mutter. And Maisa Kshafim is Chayav Skila. That's the Rosh says, that's the big difference. Maisa Shedim would be Mutter. Maisa Kshafim is Chayav Skila. Oma Abaya. Hilchos Kishofim is like a Hilchos Shabbos. Yeshbem beskila, some get skila. Yeshbem potav also, yeshbem mutter katchila. Just like by Shabbos, there are some things that a chayev skila, isa malacha of the rice on Shabbos, something a potav also, which are isa derabbanon, and something a mutter katchila. Let's say isa derabbanon, mokim tzar, is mutter katchila. So here also, when it comes to kishuf, there's three levels. And here it could be in the rice at some levels. Zok, what's three levels by kishuv? Oysa ma'isa v'skila. Someone's a ma'isa of kishuv, he gets skila. Oycha sanayim, if he does trickery, patar avaser. It's only a lav, v'lisoinim. What's mutl katchila? Mutl katchila is to create something as a ma'isa yitzira. K'drav chanina v'rav ha'ishia, kol ma'li shabse, every erev shabbos, have a aski v'hilkas yitzira. They learned the sefer yitzira, umivri lehu igla tils, and they created a three-year-old eagle, calf, a yummy piece of veal, v'achle, and they ate it. So that's mutter to do, because that's what they say for Yetzirah. Omar Rav Ashi, Chazinele Lavua de Karno, Karno's father was a Kishef Macha, Chazinele Lavua de Karno, the Nofitz, he blew his nose, Vishadi Krichi de Shiroi Menachira. They blew his nose, and out of his nose came these huge pieces of material that you can make a coat out of it, came out of his nose. So showing the power of Kishef. Vayomer HaKartum HaParei, by the Makkah of Kinim, which is small lice, the Chartum HaParei, Etzba HaLikimhi. This is from Hashem already. Omar Rav Elazar, Mekan, she'ena shade, yochel of livrois bria pachas mekasher sa'ira. We see from here that shadim cannot create anything less than a sa'ira. That's what Mark first starts saying. Rapapa ama, holy kim, he's in Veshua, I feel like a gamla. They can't even create a big thing like a camel, not a little tzibari. Just, hi mikhvle, violent mikhvle. The only way shadim get things is by gathering the animals from other places to bring it here. And the lice is too hard to gather it. And therefore, it's not possible for them to reproduce the makkah of kinim. I do it with kishif. So that, the Mashal speaks out, that also kishif is also not possible on pachas mikhvle. And therefore, they couldn't reenact the makkah of kinim. Omle rav le rabbi chia, le didi chazi le ahu taya. Rav is trying to tell rabbi chia, I want to pursue a major kishif. I saw this Arab donkey driver, the shakli l'safsiro, he took his knife, the guide l'gamli, he tore up his camel, cut up his camel, v'taruf lay, cut his camel to a bunch of pieces, v'taruf lay v'tavli, then he shook his bell, v'kam, and the camel stood up. Amalei, l'basa hachi, after the camel stood back up, dam u'parsa mihavoi, was there blood and waste all over the floor? So, no, right? No? So then he was just doing a magic trick. He was just a lechiza zanayim. Elahahi lechiza zanayim hava. Or just a sleight of hand, like those card guys. It's just a sleight of hand. And it wasn't real. Because we're real. Where's the dam? And where is the pirsha? I'm saying that that's those tricks that people make. It's hard to figure out how we do it. But there's a musik of lechiza zanayim. You have to know when there's an isaloy sa'inin or not. But like upon him, it's not kishif. And the camel really was not caught up. Ziri iklo lechzan Yosham Mitzrayim. Ziri went to lechzan Yosham Mitzrayim. Zovan chamro went to buy chamor. Kimoto lashkuye, and he turned around and he wanted to give it to drink. He wanted to bring it home. And the metzias is that mayim chayim, spring water, dissolves any kishuv. So kimoto lashkuye, he brought him to get a drink. Maya pasha v'kam gamlo lishknisa. This chamor he bought turned into a plank from a bridge. And the wood is called the Skenisa. So he brought it, he went back to the cellar, he said, well, you sold me a plank of wood. Omrulei, he loves Ziri, not that you're Choshvi like Ziri, we'll not give you no free returns. Mikin Zav Midi, is anyone buy something in Mitzrayim, which is full of Kishav? Mikin Zav Midi, Amaya? Does anyone here buy something without checking it with water? And you didn't check it, it's your own fault. And therefore, I wouldn't really give back money back. Well, Maisa, since you're a Choshvi person, I give money back. The next story is about Yanai. Rashi points out it's not Rebbe Yanai, it's Tam Yanai, because you see this Yanai himself was a Kishev Macha. Yanai, Iklalu Ashpiza. Yanai was on a trip in a hotel. He stayed by a certain lady. He stayed over. Omalu Ashkemai, he said, bring me some water. Karivu, and he was Shasisa. She brought over some porridge, and Chazakam Rakshin Sipsasa. And he saw that while she was walking, she was whispering things. And he chapped that she's a Kishev Macha. So shot the portemonnaie. He went into the corner, poured out some, have a krabi. He saw it was a scorpion, so he didn't touch it. But then he told her, you know what? I also have my own food. You gave me some, I want to give you some of my food. I drank some of your stuff. She didn't know that he spilled it out. Atanami shasi midi, you drink something from me. Ashkia, Ashkaya. So Yanai gave this lady to drink. Havoye chamrish, turned into a chamara, donkey. Rochva. So he rode this chamara, saw the shuka, went into the shuk. Osa chavrata, but her friend, another Kishev Macha, recognized her and pashulei and dissolved her. And Chazi, all of a sudden, you see Yanai riding a lady. Chazi rochav koyi yaisa b'shuka. He's piggybacking on the back of a lady in the shuk. It looks very funny, but these are the stories of the Kishev Machas. It said in the pasuk regarding the Makkah on the Mitzrayim, v'tala tzvardeya, one tzvardeya v'tchas teretz Mitzrayim. Omar Velazar, Tzvardeya Achas Haisa, it was one Tzvardeya, but Hishritza, this Tzvardeya reproduced, Umala Kalar Tzvardeya. That's the whole Eretz Yisrael came full of frogs from this one big frog. Rashi Chumash says they hit the frog. Yeah, Ketanoi, like a Mogus Ketanoi. Rakiva Omar Tzvardeya Achas Haisa was one Tzvardeya, Umala Kalar Tzvardeya. And the reproduced, and the whole Eretz Yisrael got full of the Tzvardim. Omar Velazar, Mazar, Yakiva, Malach Eitzal Agado. What are you busy with, Agado? You stick to the heavy sugars. Kalam Dari Secha, Stop talking Haggadah. Lechet to the Gan Va'olos. He didn't like his pshat. He says Tzvardeya Achasai. So Uriah is one Tzvardeya, but Sharkalehem, it called all the other Tzvardeyim when they came. It called all the Tzvardeyim, all the other frogs, and they came. Not that this one frog reproduced into a million frogs. It's not what happened. That frog whistled and it called all other frogs. So that's Machlekes, exactly how one Tzvardeya turned into the Makkah Tzvardeya. Either the same Tzvardeya reproduced, or this Tzvardeya called the other Tzvardeyim. Adkan, the Gemara here that goes into Bariches in the Sugya of Kishuf. And the next Gemara we're going to discuss the last part of the Mishnah where it says that someone who collects cucumbers, there's two types, one's Eches Zinayim, one's Kishuf, one's Chayim, one's not. And the Gemara is going to bring a big story of Rab Eliezer ben Horkanus.